Welcome to NBA Today, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
Coming up on NBA Today, LeBron and the Lakers, they had a major comeback last night. And today, help is on the way. Trade news, that's just seconds away. And on Friday, Perk, he was ready to bury Kyrie and the Nets. But Brooklyn, they had a weekend that can only be described as impressive. Do not miss that. And speaking of big weekends, Kawhi Leonard is more than back. What the Clippers' ceiling is with this version of Kawhi, all that and more. NBA Today starts right now. That's right. We've got trade news for you. Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting that the Lakers have agreed to a deal to acquire Washington Wizards forward Rui Hachimura. That's in exchange for Kendrick Nunn and 3 second-round picks. Hachimura was the 9th overall pick out of Gonzaga, remember, in the 2019 NBA draft. Here now with Woj. So, Woj, can you just back us up a little bit here? How exactly did this trade come together?
Hey, Malika, there were discussions as late as last night that included bigger trades than just a two-way deal with L.A. I was told that there were some three-way talks that would have involved Phoenix, but those larger trade discussions fell by the wayside, and then L.A. and Washington this morning zeroed in on the deal that they ultimately landed on, Rui Hachimura, for Kendrick Nunn and those 3 second-round picks. A 2023 pick that LA has via Chicago and the Lakers' own 2029 pick. And this was a player, Hachimura, who had wanted to be moved, did not reach a contract extension on his rookie extension this summer and into the fall with Washington, and wanted to be finishing games. That wasn't happening. And Kyle Kuzma certainly moved into a significant role in this Wizards front line. And I think for Washington, this is a chance for them, you know, to move on from Hachimura and, you know, get some draft capital back without taking salary back from the Lakers. And a Laker team now that obviously with Hachimura, you know, gets a young wing player, wing defender, three-point shooter, a corner three-point shooter. He's shown some success doing that in the last couple of years. And I'm told the Lakers certainly would like to sign Hachimura to an extension this summer. He'll be a restricted free agent. But this, you know, gets another young big wing in that Laker lineup who can defend and obviously make some open shots. They needed more shooting on this Laker team, and it's a player that they hope can help right away, and they certainly hope they can develop over time and into the kind of player people thought he would be when he was picked in the top 10 out of Gonzaga.
Interesting. So Rui Hachimura, you're reporting on his way to Los Angeles. Woj, thank you very much. I want to bring it out to the entire panel now here with Ramona Shelburne, Richard Jefferson, Chinay Agumake. Kendrick Perkins is going to be joining us in just a little bit. Fix your face. Yeah. Ramona, let's start with you here. What more can you tell us about what the Lakers are hoping to get with Rui Hachimura being added to this roster?
Well, they like that he's a big defender, 6'9", can play on the wings, and in that mold, like Markieff Morris, when they had him on that championship team, their analytics suggest that he has had good stretches where he can hit that corner three. And when LeBron plays with guys like that, he generally tends to elevate their games. And so they've had some success finding some good role players lately. Mm. Last night against Portland, Thomas Bryant, Dennis Schroeder, those are guys that they got for minimum deals. They did not have to do much with these guys, and they found some gems. They're hoping Hachimura can be in the same role here because they think he will play well next to LeBron James. They have enough guards.
Right.
But the way Dennis Schroeder's play, the way Pat Bev is starting to play, they have enough guards. Kendrick Nunn was expendable here. They need more size.
Interesting. Rich, your thoughts on this trade?
Why are you messing with me? No, but listen.
Good job, baby.
It is an improvement. Like, Hachimura is a very good player. Like, again, you look at, like, Thomas Bryant and what he's been doing. I believe he was the backup to Rui or right before he got there. So, like, you look at the mold, he's a more skilled player, but similar effort, body types, they can do similar things. I like Thomas Bryant. It is an improvement over Kendrick Nunn. Like, the second-round picks, we look at the second-round picks and say, oh, that's not a lot. But understand, the Lakers only have so many assets. So if you're taking away those second-round picks, which do have value, maybe not the first rounds that everyone is talking about, but if you don't want to give up those first rounds, your second round is the only one that you have a little bit of leverage with. So you give away 3 for them. Now you're limited in those assets. And then you look and say, okay, is he going to make us that much better? Well, look, the Lakers were – great comeback last night, but they are better with him, so I'll give him that. Is this a deal break, or is this a needle mover? Is this going to move him from 8 to 6? I don't think so, but it is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I like the durability factor. I know apart from his, you know, stretches where he's been injured, just by his size, his physique, we all know LeBron James thrives with shooting and also athletic wings. And then you look at the rotations, Anthony Davis coming back soon, Thomas Bryant obviously doing a great job,
yep.
And then LeBron even playing the four, you know, technically in lineups. You insert him where maybe you're worried about AD's durability moving forward, but then now you have someone that can sort of split the minutes, can guard some bigs, can get out, stretch the floor, knock down a shot, because we all know the number one necessity to play great alongside LeBron James is being able to stretch the defense out so LeBron can get to the rim,
yeah,
and do what he does best. LeBron will hit some jumpers, but he really wants to get to the paint. So I think this is one of those things where it's sneaky good because it's not like you're making huge risks with those second round picks, and he's checking all the boxes necessary to, you know, build at least us. They're not like a championship roster, but at least they're like more of a stable contending roster if they're going to try
contending
to make the playoffs.
Contending
or
what?
Meaning, if you're going to try to have stability and become a contender for the playoffs, I'm not talking about championships. You need to have a foundation.
Contender
of,
for the playoffs.
Thank
okay, yeah.
you.
Yeah, contender this helps them be
for
a contender
the playoffs.
For,
because
for
how old is he? Like, what, 23, 24 years old?
Yeah.
If you develop him the right way, he has all the makings to be a solid player.
Right, and to your point, Adrian Wojnarowski reported over the weekend that Anthony Davis could be back in the Lakers lineup as soon as this week. Obviously, he needs to continue to test that foot. I'm curious, though, Kendrick Perkins, how would you grade this trade?
You know what? I give it a B+. I give it a B+. Let me explain why, right? When you look at Rui and you look at his size, his athleticism, and the wing position is the most important position in the game today. And so you have this young man who, I'm not knocking the Wizards organization, but they didn't have a LeBron James. And I'm not talking about a LeBron James on the floor. I'm talking about off the floor. So now this young fella could learn how to take care of his body. He had one of the greatest, if not the greatest, to ever play the game of basketball that he could communicate with, learn from, how to work on his body, how to work on his game, how to be a true professional. So it's good for the Lakers short term, and it's great for the Lakers long term, because now you have this young piece that you could mold and go into and develop him, and so it's great.
Yeah, that's a heck of a stat that's on the screen right now.
Yeah, well, also, let's give a compliment to Russell Westbrook.
Thank you.
They are
wow. plus 50 yes.
with him on the floor since that, and he's been playing outstanding. I know he took a lot of heat, so these are us vocally saying that he's been doing a great job since the absence
yes.
of Anthony Davis. That being said, and the only thing I'll say, the number one issue for the Lakers were shooting. Now this is a big that can shoot a little bit more than, let's say, like a Thomas Bryant. Agreed. So this is an improvement. But their number one need.
They don't even
that
play the same position.
I'm just saying they play like the power forward, small forward role.
Hybrid,
they play
yeah.
the hybrid position, right? So the number one need was shooting. And I still don't think they addressed it. They're better in that position, but not from a 32 to a 42. They still have that gaping hole that they need to address.
Sure, but at the end of the day, it's relatively low stakes. They needed a big wing defender, and
right.
Rui could potentially mm-hmm. fill that role. This kind of culminates, though. This has been a big, eventful couple of days for the Los Angeles Lakers. In case you guys missed it, they had a gutsy win last night. Let's head to Moda Center. Speaking of this one, Dame Lillard was the story of the first half. I mean, watch this. Dame goes, gets it to go, starts jawing a little bit back and forth with Patrick Beverley here.
Surprise.
Their conversation extends. And, Rich, after this little,
this is when the kerfuffle started.
This is when the kerfuffle started, and then the Blazers went on a 38-1
Ooh, look at the rain.
Run
look
to
at the
end
rain.
The half. So this is the point in the night where I'm like, cool, I had dinner reservation.
What was the
let's
run
go.
Again? What was the run?
38-1
Okay.
Just time to go. Dinner reservation.
31-8
There we go.
I was like, I was ready to go to my dinner reservation, and then the LeBron show.
It was so impressive watching LeBron go to work. I was watching this game, and I was like, wait a second. Are they down? Because I was also watching the Warriors game. I was jumping back and forth, maybe a little bit of football. Who knows? But the fourth quarter comes, and you're like, okay, the Lakers are on a run. But that run never stopped. Very similar to the Trailblazers running that
Thomas
first half.
Thomas Bryant hitting threes.
I know.
Or five from three.
And then LeBron backing down his man down low. Chiney gets it to go.
Look, that's where he wants to go, and that's why, you know, adding a Rui is going to be important to be able to make sure he can keep doing this. But look at that. The effort. Okay.
I was speaking to Thomas Bryant a couple of days ago. He actually told me that Russell Westbrook has been a big part of his success, who's pushed him to run the floor. And then Patrick Beverley, I think he's saying his watch is broken.
He stole his clock. He stole his watch.
I'm sorry.
Now, Dave, I'm not going to disrespect you.
Let's take a listen to LeBron James after the game.
There's one or two ways you can either go out and you can just lay down and get ready for the next game, or you can see what can happen in the third quarter and make a game of it. And, you know, for us as competitors and our team and our makeup this year, we're not a lay-down team. It's just not the makeup of our club. We came out and showed the makeup of our club in the third quarter, gave ourselves a chance going into the fourth and turn it into a few possession game, into a couple possession game, then one possession game, was able to take the lead. I believe on was that Thomas three on the left wing, finally took the lead. So after that, we just started trying to get some stops and keep building our lead up, from one to three to five or whatever the case may be, all the way up into seven at one point.
So just to contextualize how crazy this comeback was, the Lakers' 25-point halftime comeback, the largest in LeBron's regular season career. That covers over 1,400 games. That's also just the third 25-point halftime comeback by the Lakers in the shot clock era. However, I mentioned that comeback was the largest of LeBron's regular season career, but let's flash back to the first round of the 2017 playoffs.
I had a great view of this one.
He also helped erase a 25-point halftime. This was game three against the Pacers. James was plus 30 in the second half. He posted 28-7-6 after the break to leave the Cavs to a 119-114 win. Richard, we know where you were because this is how your numbers stacked up 100% against LeBron's in that comeback.
Yeah, well, see, there.
No, this is one of those things. This is the group that got us back into it, and like a true great coach, Tyronn Lue, he went with the unit that went going. If we want to start looking at plus and minuses, I played 4 minutes. I had nothing to do with the 19-point deficit. I had nothing to do with the 19-point comeback. That's just the truth. So I was watching. I was like, these boys. Might get, you know who else? There's lots of players over there. Because it was beautiful to watch.
No.
Brown was in the G League at the time. Let's not talk to the G League player. He was in the G League right now.
You was a minus 12 in 4 minutes. That means Ty Lue gave you a shot. And they have an old saying, if a coach gives you 1 minute, give him a reason to give you 4 minutes.
I was more of a finals guy than a first round.
What happened was you wasn't cutting the mustard. He gave you an opportunity and you wasn't ready. You wasn't ready for the moment.
No.
And it's okay, though. You was being a great team.
I appreciate it. One of these days, we'll put our career earnings up there.
Oh, my goodness. And with that. Speaking of finals, guys, Kyrie Irving is a finals guy.
Speaking of career earnings, let's talk about Kyrie Irving.
He dropped 86 points in the Nets' two wins this weekend.
It's Monday, bro.
My goodness.
One week to go.
Speaking of monstrous weekends, by guys with five-letter first name words that start with K, how about Kawhi's trip to Texas? Chiney. My goodness.
My name, yay.
And then Chris Paul back in the saddle. The Suns take care of their Grizz biz. So if the Phoenix Suns are healthy, are they a Western contender? We're going to talk about that. NBA Today rolls on after this.
It'd be a shock if they were.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom. Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA Today is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
I mean, should we just call this the weekend of Kyrie Irving, Richard?
Yes, we should.
It started against the Utah Jazz. I mean, he just went off in the fourth quarter. We're going to pick it up here with the Nets down by two. Kyrie, I mean, doing what he does, spins, gets it to go.
This is one thing. There's certain players that are Ferraris, right? And you just got to let them be on the racetrack. And there's certain players that, you know what? They're a very nice car that you take to the grocery store and you take to work every day. Kyrie is a Ferrari. You want this man on the racetrack going 100 miles an hour because no one can keep up with him. No one can stop him. And it was on full display this weekend.
Look where he's hitting all these shots from.
Yeah, deep, contested. And there is no Kevin Durant out there. And that's not to diminish the big fella. But we have seen Kyrie time after time after time, and I can speak firsthand, that he will hit big shot after big shot. Again, look at the score here. 108-105. He needs a sealer.
48 points in this game, 21 in the fourth quarter alone. The Nets get the win. 38 points. And then Sunday, Nets versus the Wizards. 48 then. Fourth quarter.
Uh-oh.
Nets down 13.
Look at this. They're down 13 with 6 minutes to go to the Warriors team that never loses at home. That's not what they do. They went on the well. They've been losing on the road and at home now, so we got to address that. But Kyrie going against Klay, we've seen this matchup for, what, 5-6 years now. Look at the score. They cut the deficit. Now, look, down by one, 30 seconds ago. They're going to Kyrie. He makes the right decision. He is a game manager. Look at this.
Fresh off that 48-point performance, he follows it up with 38-9-7. Here's Kyrie after the game.
And I told you guys that I was putting a lot of pressure on myself to, you know, be the first option or the second option or be the main one. And this is just a message for everybody at home. Just like first option, second option, third option. It don't matter to me. It don't matter who has the ball in their hands, as long as they're being aggressive. It's the best shot for our team. The objective of this team sport is to win basketball games, not identify one person to carry everybody every single night. And some nights it's gonna occur like that or seem like that. But for me, it's just the team attitude, team atmosphere, and living with the results for us playing well together and collectively.
All right. So you moonlight as a Nets on Yes analyst. What are your thoughts on Kyrie Irving here?
Well, that's funny because, you know, I call a lot of games and here and there, but there's somebody that I want to talk to. Can we bring up the tape? Can we roll the tape? Look at this guy. Hey, Kendrick Perkins. Hey, Kendrick Perkins. Can we roll my tape? This ain't the face I want to see of Kendrick Perkins. Can we roll my tape? One of us here, one of us working out.
When Kyrie Irving came back off his suspension, so many people lashed out. Oh, y'all need to apologize. The Brooklyn Nets are winning. They were winning because of Kevin Durant and how he was playing at like the best player in the world. It wasn't because of what Kyrie was doing, because now he has the opportunity. You have the pieces. You have the pieces. Again, we're not asking for the full course meal. We just want an appetizer. We just want to see, can you win regular season games for a short period of time as you being the leader and the go-to guy? And right now, the answer is no.
See, now everybody should have known he was lying the minute he said he just wanted an appetizer. He said he didn't want a full-size meal. Y'all know he was lying. Y'all should have called the cap on the first time. Because what did our boy do? What did our boy do in these two games?
He gave us an appetizer for two games, exactly what I asked for. Before then, they were 0-4, and we wanted to see, could he deliver wins with putting up box office numbers like he did this weekend?
You must have forgot.
That's what we wanted to see.
You must have forgot who Kyrie Irving was. Do we have some clips of what Kyrie was doing in the fourth quarter? Do we have his fourth quarter stats? Do we have his numbers? Because this is why I want to show Kendrick Perkins, the guy that says he wants an appetizer. Look at his numbers. 12 minutes, 3-for-7 against Golden State. 21 points in the fourth, 7-for-10. 21 points at Phoenix, at Golden State, at Utah. He leads all players in fourth quarter scoring. So that was my argument. That was never to diminish Kevin Durant. My biggest argument here was this, is that when they got on that stretch that they were on at the end of November through December and early January, Kyrie Irving was one of the best players in the NBA. He was the best player in the fourth quarter, leading scorer. So now, does it take a little bit of time? Hush your mouth. Does it take a little bit of time to get adjusted to being the star guy and having to get everyone involved? And he did that.
How?
So now
he's not a young player.
It does take some time because that hasn't been his role.
Why does it take time? Why does it take time?
Let me say this.
Why does it take time?
He doesn't understand this because he's never led a team in scoring. He doesn't understand that. You have to adjust your role.
But what you don't realize is this. This is what I don't like about you.
When you get in front of the camera, you act different. Behind the scenes, you were agreeing with me.
I was never agreeing with me. I was on scene. That's where I see this people, ladies and gentlemen. This is where he will dispute it.
No, that's the truth.
Can we cut his mic?
Can
we cut his mic?
I know, but yeah.
All right, whether or not it is the amuse-bouche, the appetizer, the third course, the fourth course, you can get more in our NBA Wednesday doubleheader. It starts with Kyrie Irving and the Nets visiting Joel Embiid and the Sixers at 7:30 Eastern. And then Ja Morant and the Grizzlies, they take on Steph and the Warriors. That is going to be a fun game. Our coverage tips with NBA Countdown at 7 Eastern on ESPN and the app. Switching over to the WNBA and former MVP Breonna Stewart now, who's pushing for change in the league through free agency. And Ramona Shelburne, you reported on Friday that Stewart has scheduled meetings with the New York Liberty, with the Seattle Storm, the Minnesota Lynx, the Washington Mystics. And on Sunday, you can see it here, Stewie tweeted this in part. I would love to be a part of a deal that helps subsidize charter travel for the entire WNBA. Who's with me? You can see the entirety of her tweet there on your screen. So the issue, though, of private air travel, it impacts all women's sports. The W has certainly shined a light on the competitive disadvantages of players having to fly commercially. And Shanae, you've dealt with this personally. What is that impact?
I know a lot of people saw that video of me sleeping overnight in the airport.
Yes,
you won't break my soul, right? I felt this past season. But I do think it starts with this idea that athlete empowerment really is not just a one league or two league thing. It's affected all athletes. And what Breonna Stewart really is doing right now is just saying, hey, with name, with image, with likeness, where the WNBA says maybe right now we're not able to provide charters based on the business, you know, portfolio right now. Well, players are jumping in and saying, like, we have brands and we can. Oh, there's the video. I can't believe it. We have brands. We have solutions where our collective power can maybe bridge the gap until the time where the league can provide that business strategy to provide charters. So, you know, I think there's a groundswell happening right now, realizing, hey, yeah, between the teams, between the players collectively, maybe we can find a solution. And we just need that flexibility in order to have this environment where we can go out there and play and not really have to fly a commercial flight on a day you're supposed to play a back-to-back. Like,
right,
those are the situations we're trying to avoid. I'm someone that has dealt with multitude of injuries, and those things are the difference between me being able to play a full season or missing a couple of games. And so if we have the flexibility to stand together and create a temporary solution, I think that's what Stewie's really trying to galvanize and create that support for.
Yeah, absolutely. Ramona, you had an extensive article about this on ESPN.com, and one interesting layer is where we are seeing different folks fit into this. When we're seeing Stewie lend her voice to this, but then also When you're looking at this, there was so much in that article. What did you think was the most important?
Well, I think there's two big leverage points here. Breonna Stewart is probably one of the best free agents that has ever been a free agent in the WNBA, who could change teams. And Brittany Griner is also a free agent. Brittany Griner, who just was released from prison in Russia after she had been arrested for having hashish oil in her luggage and spent 9 months in jail there, she is a free agent. And the assumption in the WNBA is that she will need extra security when she travels. Extra security means charter air. Now, if Brittany were... Now, she hasn't asked for this yet, okay? This hasn't been discussed amongst the owners yet, but anyone in the WNBA discussing this right now is talking about Brittany Griner and how she's going to be protected next year when she plays. She wants to play for the Phoenix Mercury. She's already said that. So if Brittany Griner flies privately,
right,
do the Phoenix Mercury fly privately? The rule right now says that all for one, one for all. So if one team flies privately, all teams fly privately. If one team wants to fly privately, nobody can fly. If you don't fly, right? And so there's two leverage points. Breonna Stewart's free agency, Brittany Griner coming back into the league and in the safest way possible for her to travel and play and feel safe in this league again.
Yeah, because it's hard to imagine after everything that Brittany has been through, her then having to travel commercially. It's going to be interesting to see if all of these factors combined end up moving the needle here. Still ahead, though, on NBA Today, if and when Phoenix gets fully healthy, are they back as the top contender in the West? We're going to discuss that. Plus, wait until you see what Anthony Edwards did to Alperen Şengün. And I'm not talking once. I'm talking twice. Oh, my goodness. That is must-see video coming up shortly with some help from Richard Jefferson. And speaking of not one but two, Milwaukee. They're getting a double dose of good news tonight. We have some updates for you on Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton. That's coming up after the break.
ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Got a hold of it, launches it. Look up.
Fakes the behind the back. Oh, my goodness, what a play.
Whoa, with the right hand. He's got his left hand up.
What a sweet feed by Chris.
Zaire Williams has it.
Oh, I'm Roger Shannon. 365 days, 66 on a leap year, 24/7. So
Shea makes it home.
One big play after another.
Showtime. Jackson Hayes.
What a weekend it was. Let's stick in the West and start with Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers, because the Claws weekend, it started in San Antonio, his old stomping grounds. He dropped a casual 36 against his former team. He was looking spry. A couple of fourth quarter dunks there. L.A. beat Coach Pop and the Spurs 131-126. And then their little Texas two-step. It continued against Luka and the Mavs yesterday. Kawhi had a game-high 30 points, giving him his most points in a two-game span since returning from injury. And don't look now, but the Clips, they have won consecutive games for the first time since December 27th. So, bringing in our resident big man, Big Perk. Perk, at one point this year, you have this ever-fluid changing list, and you thought that potentially the Clippers, they could be contenders to go to the finals. But since then, we started a little new segment here on NBA Today where you give us a word. So today, what is your word to describe Kawhi Leonard?
Well, it's not nothing, you know, out of the ordinary. I ain't going into my French vocabulary or even Spanish vocabulary. I'm keeping it simple. It's Monday, I'm keeping it simple.
All right.
And it's the word gas. And I'm not talking about the one that come out your butt. I'm talking about gas. When something is solid but also deadly, that is Kawhi Leonard, right? We don't hear from him. We don't hear a lot. He don't speak a lot. We don't hear a lot from him as far as his interviews and things of that nature. But when he comes to play, he delivers in great fashion. And right now, I'm watching a Kawhi Leonard that is playing desperate, that he knows he has to take over the game. He's not waiting on nobody else. He's not waiting on Paul George, Reggie Jackson, Nicholas Batum, or Big Zubac. He's saying, give me the ball and let me turn back the hands of time and let me show the world that I'm healthy. Kawhi Leonard has been sensational over the last couple of games.
I'm not going to lie to you, Perk. I've only ever heard one thing be described as silent but deadly, but whatever you say, my friend, I'm just going to leave that there. And speaking of your interesting word, Perk, the Suns, they started off yesterday against Memphis all gas, no breaks.
Oh, that was against Chris. Don't bring that over
you
here.
You see what I did there? Wafting. Chris Paul was back in action after missing 7 games with a hip injury. He dropped 22 points, 11 dimes against the Grizzlies. That gives the Suns their third straight win, the longest winning streak in over a month for them. So, still no Devin Booker today, but assuming that they get right, they get healthy here, could we be talking about them as true contenders in the West?
Let's be real here. Anybody's a contender in the West at this point, but I do think the recipe for success is getting their starting lineup healthy. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Cam Johnson, Bridges, and DeAndre Ayton. When they're out there, they are amazing. Plus 43 in just 67 minutes. This year, that lineup has only played 67 minutes. And so if they're healthy, they absolutely can be 1-2, what we've been seeing the last few years. But the real X factor here, Malika, is Devin Booker. I mean, this guy is always knocking on the door of being a real, you know, conversationalist and MVP.
Right.
You know, he's always like two or three people away from like top five. 27 points per game. When he's out there, no matter who else is out there, they can win regular season games. But to be able to be a real contender, they will need their starting five.
Plus, it feels like the middle of the West is still very much up for debate.
Shoot,
but Denver,
the bottom of the West.
But Denver and Memphis, like, they're starting to create some separation.
They are.
Even with that loss. Thank
Correct.
You, my friend. All right. Another team in the thick of that murky part of the West, though, it's the Minnesota Timberwolves. They are tied with the Suns, a record of 500. So, joining my friend Richard Jefferson here because they took on the Rockets over the weekend. Anthony Edwards. Ooh, buddy, I'm sorry, Chinee. Let's take a look at this highlight real quick. This was all about Edwards. Richard.
This is what I'm going to say. Edwards was so impressive. Like, it's very, very rare do you get, two bodies at once. Like, he dunked on everybody. And look, I'll go to Ja. When Ja said, look, apparently he didn't get the memo the first time. Right? Look at this dunk. Because this is what we have. Look, take a break. And look, I respect the big man, but you got to make better business decisions like this. And let me give you some examples. See, everybody wants to see the dunk. Everybody wants to see the love. I'll show you what I like to love.
Well, Richard, first, take a listen to this.
Oh my goodness.
The first one, now that I think about it, Nate told me it actually was pretty impressive due to the fact that I took off pretty far and it was with two hands. And he was deep the whole night. So I told Kenyon Martin Jr. Coming out of halftime, I said, I'm going to dunk on him again because he's so far down the floor. And it ended up happening again, you know. But, nah, all praise to, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but number 28,
Şengün.
Şengün. He good, man. He good.
An impressive game for Anthony Edwards. Minnesota gets the win 113-104. So, Richard, I don't necessarily have a question for you, but as someone who is a former dunker, what did you see?
Current, I can still dunk a little bit.
You want to prove that?
I proved it in my little Gucci slides. We had that with us for another time. This is what I wanted to see. I don't know how we play this thing. Okay, so this weird thing. We got this thing up already. This is what, when I dunk a ball or when I see a dunk, I don't like to look at the crowd. I look at the other team's bench. If you can make them snap, then you're doing something. You're giving them a memory. Now we're gonna push play. I think that might be the button. All right. We already seen the dunk. We've seen the dunk. We know it. Now we're gonna go some slow motion here. Cause I want you guys to see the second dunk. Here we go. Keep going. That girl's face right there. I tried to pause it. This girl's face. How do I rewind this thing? Did we go? Let's scooch this back a little bit. Is this thing going to work? This thing, let's get it back. We're going to get it back. Oh, we're going to play it again. And we're going to do it. This girl's face right there. I know you didn't see it, and I'm not going to push this bump. I tried to do it, but her face looked like she had just seen a ghost. But that's not even the best one. My favorite one is when you get the other team. That's the highlight, and that highlight's coming live. I'm not going to snitch, but I want you guys to take a look at my guy Usman right there. I want you guys to keep a look, because as a dunker, when you can make the other bench be like, ooh, I'm not doing that next time. Now take a look. This is what we're going to do. Ooh, he starts jumping back, and then you catch yourself. You're like, wait a second, he wasn't on our team. I want to look at that one more time, because that's my favorite thing when we start talking about dunking on bodies. Oh, my fault. I'm back on the same team. So those are the things that I look at when I see somebody doing dunks and highlight plays. I look at crowd reaction, and then I look at the other team. We know his boys are going to be hype. We know that. But we want to see what the other team is going to do, and I'm snitching. I'm telling everybody, if one of your teammates get dunked on and you make a reaction, you're going to find yourself up on this big screen, and I'm going to figure out how to work this to really call y'all out.
You're so excited to talk about Ann Edwards that you're sweating. We'll get you a towel in the break. Still to come right here on NBA Today.
Let's go.
Four-time WNBA champion Maya Moore Irons joined us to tell us her unbelievable story. I promise you're going to want to hear that. That's coming up next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is
Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
One of the greatest basketball players in the world will not be playing in the WNBA
Fighting
this season.
For the release of Jonathan Irons.
A man she believes to have been wrongly convicted.
No physical evidence, blood, DNA, fingerprint, footprint evidence. When you don't respect the facts, people's lives are affected.
More than two decades behind bars.
Every judge has said Jonathan's conviction lacks integrity.
Putting the pressure on our leaders to actually execute justice.
They overturned it, y'all. Just free duty, man.
To see an innocent person freed in our current justice system, very, very rare.
That's it, guys. It's done.
She gave up 2 years of her prime.
Not just helping Jonathan, but raising awareness about wrongful convictions, especially for people of color all over the country.
Joining us now, Jonathan Irons, Maya Moore Irons. Thank you so much for just spending a little bit of time with us here on NBA Today, you guys.
Glad to be with you.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm so excited to chat with you about this because you just came out with this new memoir, Love and Justice, A Triumph on Two Different Courts. And Maya, in sports, I think we see so many arcs, right? But it's so rare to witness this scope that you have gone through, the journey that you have gone through. Can you just explain a little bit about your faith and how that carried you through?
Yeah, this whole journey, whether we are talking specifically about my basketball experience, my experience with Jonathan and our family's struggle for freedom and justice, everything that I've done, thankfully, since I was in middle school, has really been filtered through a relationship with God.
And you document those struggles in your book. Jonathan, you give a really just an eye-opening account of your time in prison. I found myself time and time again just saying, wow, I can't even imagine that out loud more than once. Sentenced to 50, right, years, serving 23 of them for something that you didn't even do. What was it like for you to have to relive what I can only imagine were incredibly traumatic moments in writing this?
Very difficult. And that's an understatement. I literally had to pause in the beginning. It's like, wait, I need to go talk to my counselor. And Maya, you know, she helped me communicate that. And I was able to, you know, bounce in and off with my counselor and then Maya and just pray and then just, you know, just continually remind myself, like, I'm past that, I'm free.
You alternate chapters, your voices in this book, and Maya, your and Jonathan's stories, they intertwine when he's already incarcerated. What did you learn about him that maybe you didn't know already before this writing process?
Wow, well, there's so much story, as you mentioned, our lives intertwined after he was already wrongfully imprisoned for 10 years, but I think just putting it all together in a book like this, it covers, you know, decades. It just really makes me pinch myself of like, was this really our story? Is this really what we've been through, what Jonathan's been through? The resilience of this man is just unbelievable. I think more than anything, I just am blown away at his resilience.
Yeah, the stark contrast between where you two were at very similar ages in your life, it's startling when you read this. And one of the places it was, Jonathan, I'm wondering if you, oftentimes you would watch Maya's games on a 13-inch TV in your cell, but that wasn't the case in 2010 in the championships. Can you just tell us a little bit about that story? I loved it.
Oh yeah, I was a facilitator at the time, and I had the ability to request a larger TV to show to the other guys and that were out in the wing. And it was probably about maybe 20 or 30 of us, somewhere around there, and we all had chairs and we sat out there and we had the microwave going. And we were making popcorn and it was a big festivity, and some guys were for Maya. Some guys were, you know, for Maya because she was my friend. But then there were some clear haters that were like, oh, man, what's up? What, you going to put some push-ups on the game? I was like, yeah, what's up? What are we doing on call? It was like, yeah. And so long story short, they owed me some push-ups.
I love it. And a lot of push-ups, too. It wasn't just one or two. It was a lot of push-ups. The title of this book, it's Love and Justice. Without the love, without the fight of Maya, Jonathan, do you believe that you would be sitting here as a free man with that justice piece?
No, absolutely not. But her love was founded and rooted in like a family of people who loved me and cared for me. And then God just came through and just pushed her and wove us together through all of it.
Yeah.
But definitely love is at the core of this.
Maya, you announced on Good Morning America that you're officially retiring from professional basketball. How seriously did you consider coming back? When did you decide that ultimately this was the right decision for you?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Malika, this journey has been a very unexpected one. I wasn't following in anyone's path on this one.
Trailblazer.
It was another unexpected trailblazing opportunity. I didn't know. I was really trying to just figure it out moment by moment, day by day, month by month, season by season, while also trying to be honest. I think part of me stepping away was I was growing in my maturity and in myself of being honest and trying to live more authentically. Because as each year was going by, I was sensing a need to shift my presence from being full on in the pro rhythm to being more present at home, more rooted in my community, and also more rested so that I could create space for what was about to really go down, which was the massive fight to bring Jonathan home. And all those factors played into my decision to step away.
Well, there's not only a generation of young hoopers that are looking towards you as an example, but a generation of young leaders that certainly will find some messaging in your story. I wanted to, with your permission, Jonathan, leave our viewers with just a beautiful line, I thought, that really stood out to me. This is from a letter that you wrote to Maya's mom in 2009 and shared in the book. You said, I am a prisoner, but I am not of prison. My body is temporarily bound, but my mind and my spirit are free. I am in prison for a crime that someone else did. Please don't dislike me because of my past mistakes. I was young, foolish, misguided. I don't mean to make excuses, but I am a leader, a helper, and a giver by nature. And just sitting here across from you two through a screen, I feel that. Just such beautiful words. I encourage everyone to read your story. And thank you. Thank you so much for spending some time with us and, more importantly, for the work that you're doing with your foundation.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Still to come on NBA Today, get ready to double your bucks. We're talking about Giannis and Chris Middleton returning tonight. That's coming up next.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
It's time for today's DraftKings Sportsbook predictions. There's some injury news I want to catch you up on that could impact any wagers that you may be placing from home. Let's start with the Bucks, because both Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton, they are listed as probable for tonight's game against the Detroit Pistons. Remember, Giannis missed the last five games for Milwaukee. Middleton hasn't actually suited up since December 15th and has only seen action in seven games this season. So, Richard, will Giannis score 29 or more points tonight against Detroit?
I think he's going to score more because he's playing against the Pistons.
So in that same vein, who's going to win, the Bucks or the Pistons?
So if Giannis plays, I'm going to probably take the Bucks. Okay?
I don't feel like you're going out on a limb.
But if we're talking about money, don't you take the Pistons? If this is like...
No, you can't.
I'm not great with that.
We're talking about gambling.
Who's going to win?
You can't be on nine sides.
Who's going to win?
Oh, yeah, the Bucks.
Okay. Cool. Then let's pivot to some other injury news out of the Eastern Conference. Marcus Smart out tonight against the Magic after injuring his ankle against the Raptors. And then Robert Williams, who missed the second half of the same game, he hyperextended his knee. He's listed as questionable tonight in Orlando. So that means the Celtics, they may have to rely on Jason Tatum even more than they typically do. Perk, will Jason Tatum score 32 or more tonight?
Oh, that's the easy pick. A dead boat lock. He's going over. Look, you have to remember, All-Star is right around the corner. Guys got to make their last impression. The guys know that. Jason Tatum knows that. He's going to give Orlando that work tonight.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NBA, and this season new customers can bet $5 to win $200 in free bets instantly. Use the code NBA today when you sign up. I didn't think that that was a heart. Pistons, Bucks.
There's no underlying.
We'll be back in just 60 seconds.
The Pistons. But if you want to risk it.
For the Pistons.
NBA Today is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Every team comes into this thing searching for the same thing.
One game away from playing the game we dreamed about for a little bit, man.
Now, as you climb that mountain, it gets harder. It gets more treacherous as you get to the top.
We don't need no motivation today. At the end of the game, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Kansas City. For the fourth time, Burrow and Patrick Mahomes will go head-to-head.
When we control the things we can, we damn good.
The 49ers are on their way to Philadelphia.
It's championship weekend. Ain't no better time to be great than today.
All right, so the NFL's conference championships are set in the AFC. It's a rematch of last season, Cincinnati versus Kansas City. And then in the NFC, it's the 49ers versus the Eagles. NFL Live is about to dive into those matchups in just a little bit. Richard, who you got?
Well, this is the thing. I know that you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan because of certain players, but I know your heart's with the 49ers, but I'm not an Eagles fan. I'm an Eagles supporter. My mom, dad from Philly. I'm going to say the Eagles are going to get it done because my Rams are out.
Logical minds say the Eagles. I went to school in the Bay, so I like the Niners.
Yes.
But I love Travis Kelce, so I'm
I bet
Chiefs.
You do. I
Calm
bet.
Down.
All right. That got us thinking, though, since we're not NFL Live quite yet. That's coming up. The last four teams standing in the NBA. Who could they be, Rich? Ooh.
I think Denver, Pelicans. I think Boston, Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee gets there, beats Boston. I think the Pelicans lose to Denver. Then I think Giannis takes down Jokic and those MVPs because I think he's on his way to his third.
Yes.
I think Giannis shows up like MJ did going against Karl Malone. Give me back my MVP.
Ooh,
you take
woo!
MVP, I'll take the finals MVP. That's what I'm saying. Same way Bron did to Steph. Same
Dang.
Way MJ did to Karl Malone. That's how Giannis is going to do to Jokic when Denver meets Milwaukee in the finals. I came up out the dome. Let's go.
Wait, what? Off the dome?
Off the dome. Off the top of the head. Let's go.
Perk, what do you like?
Shoot, I almost broke the screen.
You know what?
Come back.
In the Western Conference, I'm not going to disrespect the dark side, so I got Memphis there in the West along with the Denver Nuggets.
All right.
I think whichever team get home court advantage is going to win that series. And then in the Eastern Conference, I'm going with the Celtics
like
and the
it.
76ers.
All right, we got to go to commercial.
Like the 76ers. And guess what, Janae?
Right,
it's your lucky day. We won't make you make a pick.
Amen.
NFL Live Laura, is coming up next. Tina. We will see you tomorrow.